This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another edition of America Tonight. We're going to hit the headers right from the get-go, including the fact that, yeah, the weather is in the news. So 120-degree temperatures, where do you think that is? We're talking about the Southwest on fire. That is wicked weather. Firefighters, city officials on Monday morning distributed what they call, and I've seen this once before, red cloth visors, hand fans, and blue-colored cooling neckerchiefs, they call them, because in downtown Phoenix, for commuters and people that were walking around, it was just too dangerous. While that was happening, and Arizona, especially Grand Canyon National Park, Southern California, also on fire. In fact, in Southern California, they were asking people to keep their lights off. Parts of Utah also issued an excessive heat warning. Temps expected to hit about 190 degrees. So think of this. You are on fire when you are in Lake Powell. You're like in a frying pan. I'm not kidding you. You are sweltering if you're on one of those pontoon boats. So the deal is, peeps, it's hot. Stay cool. Every time I see what's happening in some of these different cities and areas, it's just so frightening to me. And I realize that some people think that they can hack it. I was one of those people once, and I got very, very sick. You need electrolytes, not that I'm lecturing you, and to stay in the cool place if possible. Not staying cool over this one, Michael Cohen, of course, always in the news. The FBI is in possession, they say, of a recording between, check this out, President Trump and his former attorney, not unusual that they would speak, Michael Cohen, in which the two of them, right before the election, talked about a payment, apparently, to the former Playboy model who has said she had an affair with Trump. So, Cohen has other recordings of the president in his recordings that were seized by the FBI, both a source with some sort of knowledge of Cohen's tapes and Rudy Giuliani, who also represents the president, described the other recordings as just simple, mundane discussions that you would have with your client. So this Michael Cohen fiasco is not going away by any stretch of the imagination, and especially when they talk about these recordings that they have. Stay tuned. This is just probably the tip of the iceberg. Do I ultimately think it all washes away? Yes, I do. The NBA signed a big star for a whopping contract. I'm kind of surprised by this. As we go in the man cave and I talk about sports in the man cave, Kevin Love, the former teammate of LeBron James, who bolted for the Lakers, wants to stay. And why does he want to stay? Because he gets a four-year, $120 million contract to stay with the Cavaliers. He'll make $24 million or so in the 2018-2019 season, just to give you a little bit of what these contracts look like. And then, if he chooses to opt out of his $25.5 million salary for the following season to sign his new deal, then he'll get about $30 million per season. Of course, Cleveland had to do something. They realized in losing LeBron James what's next for them, but they lock a guy like Kevin Love down, and you think about 30, 34 years old, how much they're paying him, the max money. What a crazy deal. What does it do to his trade value? I would say his trade value would be not as good because of the amount of money that they coughed up in that contract. But 4 years, $120 million. All right, speaking of big contracts, rookies in the NFL only go so far, but Baker Mayfield agrees to a four-year contract with the Cleveland Browns. He may end up being their quarterback possibly four or five games into the season. We'll see what Tyrod Taylor does. He was the number one pick in the 2018 draft. So the team announced on Tuesday they had come to terms with him. You want to hear his money? It is dope. He's going to get $32.7 million in guaranteed cash over the course of the contract and a $21.9 million signing bonus. That's what you call no fooling money. All right, speaking of no fooling money, farmers up in the air, up in arms over what's happened with China and this trade war, have taken it all the way up the chain, and apparently the president is talking about the possibility of helping farmers hit by this China trade war to a very big number, $12 billion. How are they going to do that? He's talked to his administration. Apparently, they say they're going to direct $12 billion to farmers whose harvests have been smashed by the tariffs. And, of course, the tariffs are this trade war that's happening, as I mentioned, with China. We knew that there would be seismic kind of problems as a result of that. Farm groups are furious, and they've taken it up, like I said, up the chain, which means up to the hill. So now they're turning around saying, all right, what if we figure out a way to come up with $12 billion? In fact, the Ag Secretary, Sonny Perdue, describes this program as kind of a firm statement that other nations can't bully our agricultural producers to force the United States to cave in. So apparently there's no caving in going on there. In the world of tech, because it is Tech Tuesday, we still can slide that in. What's happening on the Uber front? Well, on the Uber front, they've had nothing but, it seems lately, a lot of scandals. But the latest one is an Uber driver has been fired after he live-streamed passengers on Twitch without their consent. So imagine that. You're hopping a ride with the Uber driver. You jump in, and you have no idea that you are being live-streamed. And that's exactly what has happened. So what specifically? The guy who did it was Jason Kargak, a U.S. Army veteran who set up purple lights and a pair of cameras that broadcast a live stream of anyone who got in his ride, and then he put it on Twitch, which of course is an invasion of privacy. It was without their knowledge. He made about $150 to $300 a month from his ride-sharing jobs. He told the newspaper in St. Louis that he also earned about $3,500 over the past 5 months from viewer subscriptions, donations, and tips. So he put the live stream on Twitch so people could watch the passengers. They had to pay money to watch the passengers get in his car. Is that ridiculous? What is exciting about watching that? Everyday activity, that's what it is. But the streaming video from inside his black Chevy Silverado was unbeknownst to them, and this was content that was being shared all over the place through that service, which I think is incredibly troubling, especially since, you know, I've taken Uber and Lyft a lot lately in my travels. As you know, I'm broadcasting from Florida now, and I would be furious if I found out that I was being live streamed, and plus people were making money on it because they have a subscription service that others are paying to watch. Are you kidding? People must have too much time on their hands. Who is watching? Excuse the noise in the background. Who is watching that live stream? I mean, I don't get it. It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. All right, and then finally, this last one, Verizon has decided, you know what? We're going to go up and onward. They are focusing on 5G delivery, and they say that they're going to get out of that battle with AT&T and Comcast over content, which has been a huge, huge tug of war. All right, buckle up, get ready. I'm not going to live stream you, but you're going to enjoy what's coming up next on America Tonight.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
This time around, we're joined by Amy George Leary. She is the talent strategy officer at one of the most prestigious consulting firms in the world. I know you've heard of Booz Allen, with a $6.2 billion in revenue and roughly 24,000 employees. Boy, think about that. So, Amy, as the talent strategy officer at one of the best-known consulting firms in the world, Booz Allen, some of the stats that we've seen are just absolutely staggering. I mentioned one of them, 24,000 employees. More than one-third of the workforce are veterans, including dozens of senior leaders. You have 900-plus PhDs, 800 and counting data scientists. So the big question is, how did you get started as a consultant? And wow, those numbers.
Yeah, well, you know, I would like to say that I was that sort of prepared and thoughtful, right, coming out of graduate school, that I knew I wanted to be a consultant. So, you know, I had a little bit of insight. You know, Peter Block's Flawless Consulting was introduced to me way back then. But honestly, you know, I wanted to get out of school. I wanted to find a good job. And, you know, I had heard of Booz Allen, interviewed with them. But the thing that really attracted me to that consulting space and that industry was when I interviewed there, I had multiple options for how I would apply my skills or what opportunities I would have. I had opportunities on the corporate side. I had opportunities on the business side. And that was kind of intriguing to me. You know, I could apply these skills in multiple places within the same organization. And honestly, that's really what attracted me to consulting and why I've stayed with it for, you know, 20-some years.
So when you said you had multiple opportunities, in other words, within the world of Booz Allen, you were getting multiple offers.
Yes, that's right. And that was kind of surprising to me and also, you know, very appealing.
So when you started 20-some-odd years ago, the consulting world, I think, looked very different than it does today in 2018. Can you kind of draw a comparison for us so we understand how it was then and what it's evolved to?
Yeah. You know, back then, obviously, the firm itself was a much smaller organization, right? So you were working on more, I would say, strategies, you know, different things to solve problems, processes, you know, driving change in that regard. Today, obviously, with the scale and the complexities and the constant changing of technology, much more technical, much more, you know, driven in, you know, a rapid pace of keeping up with new things to be in front of what's going to happen, what's going to change. You know, we want to be predicting and being in front of a lot of these big changes, and it's all driven by complex technologies and new things that are emerging, you know, every other day.
Yeah, so it's great to dive into that, because if you look at, as you're saying, what it is now, modern management consulting practices, it's the crazy verticals too, the deep verticals, which are so interesting to me, the specialties, NASA, defense, cyber security, you mentioned it, sports too, automobiles. So when you have a task like that, how do you stay so specialized and predict and stay in front of the curve the way you have and be so diversified?
Well, it comes from a couple of different places, right? You have to invest in and build core, deep capabilities, right? And we're in many different capabilities, from digital to engineering to, you know, things like data analytics and sciences, as well as consulting and strategy. So you got to have that core capabilities. But then it's really about building deep relationships with clients and really being embedded in their missions, right? Like you said, we've helped NASA launch the U.S. space program. We've engineered solutions for the International Space Station. We've helped the Navy, you know, gear up in the past for World War II, but we also assisted, you know, with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security in 9/11. A lot of that is coming through deep mission understanding and relationships, and then bringing to bear all of those capabilities across the organization, you know, focusing in on the military and, you know, readiness for healthcare today, jumping into cybersecurity, you know, all of those things you have to have both. You have to have the capabilities and you have to have the relationships and the mission understanding.
We're talking with Amy George Leary. She's the talent strategy officer at Booz Allen. And Amy, one of the things I want to talk about, starting with your title itself, is when there are 24,000 employees and your job is talent strategy officer, and 11,000 of those 24,000 employees have master's degrees, 10,000 have professional certifications, 70% of those 24,000 people have security clearances of some sort. When you're the talent strategy officer, you've got a huge job in front of you. Tell us about your job and how you manage all of that, both the combination of the talent and then the strategy of how to make the most of it, how to maximize your assets.
Yeah, it is a bit overwhelming when you take a step back and you think about it. We have to create and we have to think about a value proposition for all of those people in their diverse skill sets, in their diverse backgrounds, and the things that they're requiring, you know, for their careers and for the experiences that they want to have. So we have to have something that is relevant and broad and then can be tailored to the individuals, right? So you have to focus on all of those things: leadership development, functional skill building, opportunity and choice, you know, through mobility and the benefits and the programs that are going to be relevant for all of those folks, right? And we really, you know, need to think about that, again, for different stages of life. Like you said, we have a lot of retired military. They come at the workforce in a very different way than someone fresh out of college, right? So we have to think about those things as well. So it is complex, but luckily, you know, our organization thinks about these things in broad ways, and I think can provide different pathways for individuals based on what their current situation, current needs, and aspirations are, quite frankly.
Yeah. One of the things that you talk about, Amy, is you say we're experiencing a consulting renaissance. So what makes this such a great time for talented and skilled people to rediscover consulting?
Yeah. You know, I think one of the key things there is in the consulting industry, you have the opportunity to reinvent yourself. You can, you know, work in one field on one particular thing, and you can traverse and work in a different industry within the same skill set, or you can, you know, adjust your skill set. For example, you know, we are really focused on right now building, you know, expertise and professionals in data science, for example. So, you know, we want to have a large data science team, but for every data scientist, you know, there are analysts, consultants, other technical professionals who could really advance their careers and develop new skills. And so we're, you know, opening up what we are calling something like a data science 5K. We want to build skills in 5,000 people, real deep data science skills. So we're investing in hundreds of hours of training. We're paying for that. And we're, you know, really helping people then drive security in their career, modernizing their skills and different things like that. So those are some of the things that we're trying to do to modernize and enable the workforce, you know, to keep going.
I'm really glad you brought up data science and data scientist, Amy. We're talking with Amy George-Leary. She's the talent security officer at Booz Allen. I'm glad you brought up data science and data scientist because I had just spent a couple of days at an AI conference, and I'm not technical that way, but I got to spend a lot of time with people who are, and it was really eye-opening for me, and I think it's something those of us who are not in those fields or that field need to really pay more and more attention to. And I'm thinking as I'm listening to you that your description of how consulting is having a renaissance because of the opportunity to continue to grow and learn, it reminds me of how you described your first interview with Booz Allen or your first offers. You had multiple offers and you got to pick the direction you would take your career. And it sounds to me like when you go into consulting with the experience and background that you have, there's a good chance you too will also have a chance to pick different directions that your career could go, because there's so many ways you could go and not just be pigeonholed into one thing, whether you like it or not.
That's absolutely true. And, you know, that was my experience. You know, I started out in IT in the technical space, evolved into HR, went out into an innovation division and back into HR. So, you know, if you're willing to be all in and take advantage of the programs and the opportunities that a consulting firm provides, you are really skill-proofing yourself for the future. And you have this breadth of opportunity with inside the same organization to apply those skills.
Yeah. Wow. So, Amy, this is so fascinating. We could dive so much deeper. Do you have time to join us for another segment?
Sure thing.
Awesome. So thanks to Amy George-Leary, Talent Strategy Officer at Booz Allen. I look forward, and Greg does too as well, to our next conversation with her.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. CNN has obtained a recording seized by the FBI of President Trump talking with former lawyer Michael Cohen about a payment to a Playboy model who claims she had an affair with the billionaire.
When it comes time for the financing, which will be...
Listen, what financing?
We'll have to pay you.
So I'll pay the kid.
No.
Cohen's attorney, Lanny Davis, says the tape shows his client did not suggest using cash.
There's no way that Mr. Giuliani, who knows from being U.S. attorney, the only people who use cash are drug dealers and mobsters. Cash is not what you do. And it was Michael Cohen who said no. And Donald Trump, despite what Rudy Giuliani said publicly, the tape contradicts Mr. Giuliani, and the word cash is heard by everyone.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By Robert Nieder. He's in our virtual green room right now. He's written a book called Lacey's Choice, and we had such an interesting conversation about the book off the air, so I cannot wait to introduce you to him. Robert, thanks for coming on.
Kate, thank you. Thank you for having me. This should be fun, hanging out with Kate.
So here's what I wonder. The title is so interesting, and we were talking about the fact that, yes, you can get the book through Kindle, et cetera, but a lot of people want to actually hold the books in their hands. And I know that the people that listen to this show, so many of my listeners have told me that through my own books. And you told me just before we dive into Lacey's Choice and what the story is about, you told me that people really like the cover and it's kind of a family affair, right?
Yes, it is, Kate. The cover and every chapter in both books, all my books, every chapter begins with a sketch, a little half-page sketch, and they're all illustrated by my daughter, Lindsay, who at the time was, when she first started this process, was 16 years old in high school. Today, she's not quite 20, so this isn't that far removed, and it's almost, I'm more proud of her illustrations than I am of what I write. I really am, as a father.
And so for her, that's got to be a kick. What, I mean, what was it like for her when she first saw her illustrations in your books?
Kate, she's a millennial. I don't think she cares. She's a very, I have to say, she's very driven. She was high school valedictorian. Currently, she's in college working to become an RN. She's already a CNA. So she's full-time college, full-time working at the school. So anything beyond that, other than she does have a boyfriend, is a distraction. I had to pay her to do these illustrations.
Wow. I love it. I love it. So now when people pick up the book, I want you to think about that story. Tell us about the main character, Lacey. Who is Lacey?
Lacey is a little precocious 9-year-old. And she's just a very charming, personable individual. That is just one of those, she's exuberant in personality.
Exuberant in personality. I love that. So what, I don't want to give away everything about the book, but in talking about Lacey and Lacey's journey, what, where do you take us with Lacey?
Well, Lacey, and interesting enough, a lot of people have asked me, where did this story come from? The opening chapter was a dream I had. And it was so real, I had to write about this little 9-year-old Lacey. And it begins with she's a family of 6, 7, and there's a massive house fire, and everyone is killed in this fire except Lacey. And as she's being removed from the charred house, you know, on a wintry night, the neighbor, the other main character, Ezekiel Choice, which is why the Choice is spelled C-H-O-Y-C-E, it's his last name. And he had never come upon this little thing. You know, he works full time and he's a busy guy. And somehow, some way they connect. You know, she, as she's being gurneyed out of this house, she knows he's her neighbor. And he says, will you visit me at the hospital? And for that moment, she just captured his heart. So he made a promise that he would visit her. And the story takes off from there, the relationship that they very quickly build, and comes to find out that the house fire was not an accident. There are people that are looking for Lacey because they want to eliminate the whole family. It's, you know, a gangster mob type of thing. And Bernie O'Lara, he's the head henchman of this clan. And he realizes there's one surviving witness, and he wants to get her. And so the book is basically how Ezekiel takes in Lacey and safeguards her, and they have to flee New York to get away from the clutches of Bernie O'Lara. And it takes them to the Caribbean to set up a new life. And I guess the third character involved here, Bernie being, I would guess, the fourth major character, is the nurse, Gia, that Ezekiel just falls for. So it's almost a threesome. Ezekiel, Gia becomes the girlfriend, and Lacey, and their travels to get away from evil. What makes the story a little different is Lacey carries a touch of paranormal ability. She can astral plane, which is the ability to go out of body, soul or conscious out of the body, and travel through the universe. And again, it's an out-of-body experience. And again, it's not a, we're not heavy on this issue, but it does rear its head throughout the book subtly.
Wow, that's fascinating. And I'm sure there's a lot of people, I'm glad you described that to us, Robert. I'm sure there's a lot of people that would find that really intriguing. That's a what they call a real twist, and maybe even kind of another thing they call it is an Easter egg. So when you were fleshing out the characters, were you looking at pieces of your own life or people that you knew to put into these characters?
With this story, I did. You know, there are certain names in this book. They're all the guys I played football, Sandlot football with in the Bronx back in the 70s. So you'll see, you know, that it's funny to me. a hitman by the name of Mickey McGurl. Well, I played ball with Tommy McGurl, and Bernie O'Hara's sidekick is Aiden Cawley. My quarterback was Jackie Cawley. So I kind of, for some reason, took those names. Ezekiel, as a very close friend, said to me, she said, there's a lot of you in Ezekiel, isn't there? And I said, there are parts. Yeah, they are. There is. There are parts of that book that come from my background. But what I learned, well, from my first book, which we're not discussing today, is follow the characters. You know, they become real to me as a writer. And I know what I'd like the story to go. But at some point, I just follow the characters. And I thought that was kind of an odd thing until my wife, Carmen, who's a major Stephen King fan, she has read everything he's ever written. She said, Stephen King says that to young writers, always follow your characters. I said, well, I guess, and Stephen King and I have a lot in common socially. And I said, but I'm not as famous as him, and I'm not as rich as him, and I'm not as acclaimed as him. And she said, just keep writing. You never know. And she walks away.
Oh, I love that story. We're speaking with Robert Nieder. The book is called Lacey's Choice. Pick it up, Amazon, etc. We're talking about the characters and writing and how you go about writing. I love that your wife, of course, is so supportive. Did you ever think with your background and what you did for a living that you would end up really embracing this writing and pumping out the books the way you are?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And as we may have discussed prior to this interview, it was eighth grade, junior high school. I was 13 years old, and my English teacher is introducing the class, Mr. Sanchez, to our first real novel, our first real book report. It's no longer Dick and Jane of grammar school. We're getting into John Steinbeck, The Pearl. And I read this book, and I just fell in love and was fascinated with his use of language, the way he can his descriptive powers. As I got older, I realized, and I've read everything Steinbeck ever wrote, nobody captures humanity the way Steinbeck does, my opinion. He's my literary mentor, so to speak, even though I never met him. But from that point on, despite everything else I was doing, because I was a very active, teenager with sports and concerts and, you know, things like that. Here comes another thing I want to do. But most of my life, I always found a reason and an excuse not to write. And I made an assumption that we had a fear of failure many, many, many years later. Best friend said, no, you had a fear of success. So now in retirement, you know, I'm not a guy that could sit home, watch TV, and do nothing. I write.
Wow, and then you come up with this fabulous book, Lacey's Choice. And what do you hope people take away from this?
You know, this is interesting. I said this to my wife, and maybe I'm stealing something here from the great John Steinbeck. But I never know what people will take from the book, and I don't want to tell them what I think they should take from the book. Everyone will make their own assertion on what they read, and what they get out of it is what they get, and that's fine with me. If you're interpreting something I wrote as something I didn't even think about, that's fine. So again, what I would like people to get out of it is some pleasure, enjoyment of reading the story. I don't know that there's much of a moral dictum to Lacey's Choice. There's nothing political about it or social. It's just kind of an odd story for me to write because I usually go in a little different direction, as you'll see when we discuss Battersea. But again, I give these books away basically to friends, and all I want them to do is enjoy it.
What a great sentiment. And we want listeners to go out and buy the book, Lacey's Choice. You'll be so entertained. Robert Nieder, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Kate. It was a pleasure.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. How would you like to eliminate our state income tax and senior pension tax? Immediately, the naysayers in Lansing who live off the taxpayers' dime shout, that's impossible. Really? Michigan generates a net $10 billion from income tax annually. Michigan's budget has increased by $10 billion over the past 8 years alone. I have a practical, milestone-based plan to eliminate the state personal income tax without harming schools or public safety. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
I enjoyed David Safon's book, and the book is called, and it really hits home, A Beginner's Guide to Perfection. And you think of perfection, and boy, oh boy, all kinds of things come up in my mind, I know, for my own personal life. So, David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kate. It's great to be here.
So a lot of people talk about perfection, and bravo for you for diving into this really minefield, I think, in this book. and it is, because so many of us have that experience. So to you, what is perfectionism?
Well, actually, it's more of a play on words. My book is really about the creative driving force that's basically creating our lives, which is our belief. And perfection, the original definition of that word is whole, complete, and fully formed. And so it's sort of a play on that word, even though the last chapter is called perfection, because it's about going within into your beliefs and discovering really who you are and starting to manage this powerful force that's creating your life in every way. So that's the big deal about this book. It's really about going in and it's so hard for me to explain the what I feel is the groundbreaking nature of this book. And the key is that this powerful force, our beliefs, are what create pretty much everything in our lives. And so once you get there...
I want to jump in and say that. It's like, you're right. It's hard to put into words what you talk about because that's what I said. Bravo for tackling this. It's what we think. You're really trying to help people overcome really the damaging effects of destructive beliefs, right? And how do you succeed in your ambition?
That's right. That's right. And the way I tell people, I go, if you read this book, you're going to think differently about life. You're going to start understanding why my life is the way it is. And the book is really written for those who want to expand their life, that feel stuck in life. You know, there's something missing, and they just sort of go round and round, and no matter how hard you try, you can't seem to break out and expand and get the things you want in life in terms of your relationships, money, career, whatever it is that you're looking for. And why is that? Why can't we do what we think we see other people doing or that kind of thing? And it's these destructive beliefs, you know, that are keeping our potential, our full potential, keeping us in a stunted state. So
I love the way you said that, this stunted state, because I agree with you. I think, David, there's a lot of people that are floating around, a lot of people that feel that way. And I would have to think that you writing this was kind of a release for you, too. Did it feel that way when you got through it, when you were finished?
What, writing the book itself?
Yeah, writing the book
itself. Oh, yeah. It was a big deal. I've been working on this. Not actually the book, but investigating, trying to figure out why my life turned out the way it did. Why, when I was 25 years old, I put a pistol to my head and pulled the trigger, you know, and then why I was, you know, the alcoholism I suffered from, and then how I overcame that and started building a life that I truly wanted. But that wasn't all chance. There's a logical explanation for these things. And, you know, I've been spent about, I don't know, 15, 20 years investigating. All these forces that were doing these things in my life were coming from within me. It wasn't stuff coming from the outside. And that's the big thing. It was in my beliefs. The thing people don't understand are beliefs. That's the term I use, but they're not thoughts. They actually are these deep energetic constructs. They're like parts of our personality. They actually produce our thoughts. And they get their power because they also create our feelings. And contrary to what we think, how rational and logical we think we are, we act on our feelings. Mm-hmm. So we do things according to how we feel. One of the things I see, especially about people who are feeling they're missing something in their lives, they want more of life, but they can't seem to get there. And some of the things like the destructive beliefs, the way I term it in there, some big ones are like, there's this deep belief, I don't really deserve it, or I'm not good enough, the enough syndrome. If I was smarter or better looking or whatever, I call it the enough, I see that a lot. But the one thing people don't understand too is, you know, you have a family member or something like that who is dying from drug and alcohol abuse. And you try to help them, and you send them to rehab, and they get straight, and then they come back out, and about 6 months later, they're, you know, dead from alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
Why did this person do that? People scratch their head. Well, there's a reason why that happens. And, you know, when you read this book, you'll see, you'll understand what's going on. That's one thing I try to tell people. You know, beliefs are, they're powerful. Our beliefs are probably one of the most powerful forces on this earth.
No, I agree with you 100%. That's why I said that I think you really named the book well, because it is a beginner's guide to perfection. And there is something about that. We don't understand why we can't get there, why we're stuck, what's wrong with us. And you told us that story, struggling with alcohol addiction. You had a pistol to your head. What would you tell somebody who feels that way that's listening right now? Because we see how suicide, too, is really up. And I think it's because of what you hit on, that we feel like we're not enough. And why can't we get there? We can't turn our mind around.
First of all, I tell them, read my book. Because, of course, I tell everybody that. But... But, you know, it breaks my heart, like these big news events, like recently this suicide, you know, with Anthony Bourdain. Yeah. And I heard a little bit about a friend saying that he always felt like he didn't deserve the success he got. And when I heard that, I go, I know why. I know why. And it just breaks my heart to hear that. Because the one thing about our beliefs that is important to understand is, especially these destructive beliefs, this form of self-hatred, that's one of the ways I term it in the book. You know, this thing of I'm not good enough, or I don't deserve, or I don't deserve success. And the thing about them is our beliefs don't care if they are true or not. Like, I don't deserve, or I'm not good enough. That's not true. A lot of the beliefs that we hold, these powerful forces within us, have no basis in reality. And if you can become aware enough and start seeing that, you can start breaking the power of that belief. In fact, my book doesn't just stop with teaching you about how your beliefs work and how they operate and what they do and the definition of it. Also goes into how you start, for especially these destructive beliefs that cause so much pain and misery and destruction in our lives, how to start overcoming them, deflating their power, and actually moving that power into a constructive belief that will start creating the life that you really want to have. And the thing about our beliefs is that they affect every part of our life, our relationships, our career, jobs, the amount of money we have, our health, mental and physical health. They're little threads of our beliefs just go out into every part of life, and they're constantly creating that and also directing your future. Because as you believe, it's the title of the first chapter, as you believe, it is done unto you, and that's the sort of little great law of the universe. And once you get a handle on that and you see how a lot of your beliefs aren't even based in reality, they're not true at all, and they're producing this threat or this feeling of threat, you can start overcoming them by creating new beliefs that are more aligned with the type of life you really want. And that's how you break through these destructive beliefs and start sort of shifting your life onto a path that starts expanding. So you can start building the life or having the life you really want. So that's in a nutshell how I put it.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's a perfect place to end this. You have explained it so, so well. And I hope people pick up this book because it's very powerful. Go to Amazon.com, David Saffold, A Beginner's Guide to Perfection, Definitive Experience. It really is powerful, and it's really you really hit a note at a perfect time. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me, Kate. It's been a joy.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.